The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain. And after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. In trying to reflect upon today's gospel passage, I could not ignore the fact that today is the anniversary of D-Day. I grew up with uncles who had fought in World War II. Like most soldiers, they would never talk about what had happened during their times in service. They would never mention the friends who died next to them in battle. What I learned from history books and movies. I never knew until many, many years later that my uncles landed on the beach in Normandy. Today, June 6th, marks the 72nd anniversary of the invasion of Normandy, usually called the D-Day invasion. On that day, more than 160,000 Allied troops landed along the 50-mile stretch of heavily fortified French coastline. Their mission was solitary. They had one goal: break the Nazi stronghold on the war. By the end of the day, the troops had gained a foothold on continental Europe, and the Allied troops would eventually defeat Adolf Hitler's army. The cost of lives on both sides was overwhelming. The cemetery at Normandy is covered with the white crosses, marking the graves of 9,387 Allied soldiers. In the walls of the missing hold the names of over 1,500 soldiers. To remember this day, with the backdrop of today's gospel passage, which recounts once again the story of Jesus giving us the Beatitudes, was sobering and, for me, difficult. Each beatitude took on a different depth of meaning when I heard them in the light of the Normandy invasion. Blessed are they who mourn. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the clean of heart. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. The memories of the horrors of war get so intertwined with these Beatitudes. We know that the war to end all wars did not end military conflict. We have had far too many wars since World War II, and even today we are embroiled in war. Like many of you, I have had family members involved and currently involved in every one of them. It's easier to reflect on the Beatitudes when everything seems peaceful and seemingly going along smoothly. Yet in the midst of the challenges facing our world, poverty, bigotry, racism, terrorism, senseless acts of violence, a political campaign that seems to have lost all sense of common decency and often a sense of what we thought were our core values. In the midst of all of this, how do we live the Beatitudes? How do we hold on to them and let them be a guide in our lives? It is a reflection that has called me into a very deep place of reflection and soul searching. I invite you into your own reflection and let yourself ask, what is the revolutionary power of the Beatitudes? And how is that power manifested in my life, in your life, each day? And let us remember those soldiers who lost their lives on D-Day, the soldiers of both armies. Let us pray for the families who lost and continue to lose their sons and daughters, their brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, friends and strangers, in the senselessness of war and violence. And let us together pray for deep and world peace, a peace that only God can give.